From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Media reports say a large explosion believed to have been caused by a bomb has injured several people in the Turkish capital. Dogon News Agency says Wednesday's explosion occurred near military lodgings. The explosion caused a large fire and dark smoke could be seen billowing from a distance. Police told the Associated Press it's investigating the cause of the explosion. Stay tuned to VOA News. We'll give you the latest as it becomes available. China has deployed an advanced surface-to-air missile system to one of the disputed islands it claims in the South China Sea. It's a move that is likely to increase tensions among China and its neighbors. Taiwan's defense ministry said Wednesday that the missile batteries have been set up on Woody Island. Images from a civilian satellite company shows two batteries of eight surface-to-air missile launchers, as well as a radar system deployed on the beach on Sunday. Earlier today, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the missile deployment represents a militarization of the South China Sea that the Chinese president promised would never happen. The United Nations, meanwhile, is preparing to ask international donors for $1.8 billion to pay for humanitarian aid to millions of people in Yemen this year. The UN humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien, told the Security Council that the appeal will be launched on Thursday. He laid out the effects of the devastation Yemen has experienced in the past 12 months. Iran's OPEC envoy said Wednesday that the country plans to increase its oil production to levels it had before the imposition of international sanctions sharply cut its exports. The comments came ahead of a meeting in Tehran of oil ministers from Iran, Iraq, and Venezuela to discuss a proposal of a freeze production. VOA News.